There's something special in the air when the Olympics return every 2 years. It's hard not to get swept up in the whole thing, the competition, the excitement, the national pride. And you've got to wonder what role that Olympic spirit played in a courtroom in Arizona just a couple of months ago. One of the lead coaches of the U.S. wrestling team, Roman Roklowski, sat behind bars earlier this summer, then a judge set him free. It's a long story. Roklowski is from Poland. NPR says that you might remember him as the coach near the mat shouting instructions to an American wrestler who beat a Russian in a major upset for the gold medal in 2000. Poland claims that Roklowski committed two crimes there in the mid-1990s, conspiracy to defraud a bank and embezzlement. The coach denies the charges and argues that it's just Poland's attempt to get back at him for writing a tell-all book about what he described as rampant corruption in the athletic programs in the country. You do have to wonder why Poland would wait until 2005, more than 10 years after the original charges, to file what the court called a provisional arrest, suggesting that Roklowski had left the country to avoid prison. A federal court in Arizona received an extradition request just last October. Roklowski's been living here in the United States as a legal permanent resident of the U.S., and more importantly, he's a really good coach. What does all that have to do with law and legal process? Well, not that much last December. Back then, Roklowski asked the court to set him free on bail. Trouble is that the extradition statute that put him in jail in the first place doesn't give just anyone the right to bail. Roklowski argued that his case fit the very unusual special circumstances exception within the statute. He said he wasn't a flight risk and had good character. But the court wasn't persuaded. Past courts granted a special circumstances exception, the judge explained, when the detainee was merely a teenager or had posted $12 million, a major chunk of a tax debt. So Roklowski returned to jail. Then 6 months later, in early June, just as those Olympics ads started appearing on TV, the wrestling coach came back to the same judge to re-argue that whole special circumstances thing as what the judge called a renewed request for release. This time, Coach Roklowski explained, he fit the special circumstances bill because the Olympics were just weeks away, and he had American wrestlers to prepare for trials and the Olympic Games. This time, witnesses testified that Roklowski was one of a handful of elite Greco-Roman wrestling coaches in the world. This time, 9 wrestlers came forward to ask that Coach Roklowski be free to help them train for the Olympics. And that American wrestler who won the gold medal in the upset against the Russian, he testified too. So this time the court found that Roklowski's situation was indeed a special circumstance deserving release pending extradition. First and foremost on the list of reasons why, the Olympic Games were calling. The Arizona Republic newspaper put his extradition hearing date as sometime in August. One hopes that the court would set it for late August after the closing ceremonies and all. I'm Amy Guida.